This poem is called In Canto's Fairy, and it's sadly a true story. He left the tent of the soup kitchen, passing a friend without speaking, a mockingbird freeing every song it had heard in those last brackish hours of evening. He lit a cigarette. Something clean, like gin, was what he was missing. He walked over the gravel to the new power station, which at night is like a chandelier of guttering blank candles. He threw burlap over the barbed wire and dropped into a shallow security pond. He climbed the ladder of the smokestack, turning his back to it, facing the wind. Spread eagle, he dove, falling in silence into the cat's cradle of live wires, discreet moth sear and sage in the desert air. The neighborhoods went black in every direction. A 707 was coming in along the dry riverbed. A passenger, looking down on the spreading darkness, saw at the center of it a suspended human form on fire. She folded her hands and buried them in the crotch of a purple dress, vomiting onto the bald head of the man seated in front of her. She said, much later, he must have been disturbed, the wheels of the plane now touching the earth. In our words, power was being restored to the suburbs.